Nolte, Why the Left is Normalizing Child Pornography. By John Nolte on September 14, 2020. If the uproar over Netflix's Cuties tells us anything, it's that we're now at a point where the political left and the national media want to normalize child pornography. There is no moral world, no sane world in which a movie like Cuties is okay. While I acknowledged in my review that Cuties is critical of the misogynist elements of traditional Islam and that that's a perfectly reasonable message, I do not agree the movie is a critique of how social media sexualizes children. To me, Cuties is a classic story with a classic structure. You put your hero through a difficult journey and the hero comes out the other end better for it. That's what twerking and posting nude photos accomplish for the 11-year-old Emmy, the protagonist in Cuties. This journey is portrayed as difficult but ultimately healthy. Spiritually and mentally healthy. There's no lasting damage at the end of that journey, just growth and enlightenment. Terrible message. Indefensible. Even if you buy the manure that Cuties is critical of sexualizing children, how is sexualizing children to criticize sexualizing children okay? Cuties is not like a movie opposed to torture or animal abuse or rape that dramatizes torture and animal abuse and rape. The sexualization of young girls is not dramatized in Cuties. The girls are sexualized. The camera floats all over them like a pervert, even when they spread their 11-year-old legs. So why is the left suddenly crossing this line? Why is Netflix mainstreaming softcore child pornography? Why is it now acceptable for the elite media to publish headlines like this one? Cuties, Netflix review, a provocative powder keg for an age terrified of child sexuality. As if only backwards hicks could be terrified of sexualizing 11-year-olds. Or this headline, The Creepy Conservative Obsession with Netflix's Cuties. Explained, as though finding softcore child pornography revolting and outrageous is all of a sudden a creepy obsession. Those in the media not openly defending softcore child pornography are defending it by covering up the controversy, by pretending it doesn't exist, like NLAL. Talk about silence as complicity. So how did we get to a point where Hollywood, the national media, and the political left are openly embracing and defending crotch shots and booty shots of 11-year-old characters wearing too much makeup, tank tops, and short shorts? Well, I think there are a few elements at work here. The first is that the political left hates the right so fucking much that when given the choice between defending child pornography and siding with us, they're going to defend child pornography. Good grief, they are already defending, championing, and encouraging 4 months of riots, looting, arson, murder, and mayhem. These are depraved people. The second thing is that there are too many people in the elite media in Hollywood who want to have sex with children. Sorry, they just do. You think this is only a problem in the Catholic Church? So, if you want to have sex with kids, if you want that lifestyle normalized, how do you accomplish that? Well, you start by slowly normalizing it with movies like Cuties. You nudge the line just a bit so people get people used to it. Think about it, Hollywood, the media, and the left, through entertainment and sex education and the like, have been sexualizing children for a few decades now. The third reason is, I think, the most important. By degrading and debasing children, you destroy the family structure. And nothing is a bigger threat to the left's insatiable thirst for power than the nuclear family. So they pump shit like Cuties into tens of millions of homes, disguise it as art, and attack those of us disgusted by it as creepy and terrified and unsophisticated and uncool. Better still, it's another battle in the culture war that keeps us divided. A battle that sends a message to young girls that the path to enlightenment and growth is stripping naked, spreading your legs wide, snapping a close-up, and publishing the results online. Once that happens, lives are permanently destroyed. Families are shattered, and elite shickos are one step closer to having their sex with kids' lifestyle normalized. Evil's gonna evil. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.